Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting second, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting third, the left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gene Lillard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Gene Lillard. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second, the right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third, the left fielder, Johnny Rizzo. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Barres. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Tobin. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Tobin. And now, play ball. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermann moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner. Gleason reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. Heck moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber takes first base on ball four. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Wehner moves to third. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber, who is chasing the ball. Rizzo reaches third base with a triple. Wehner scores. Wehner scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rizzo tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Pirates. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Handley settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Handley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herman strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wehner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gleason hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Rizzo hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Soor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brubaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Brubaker reaches second base with a double. Soor goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Pirates. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brubaker scores. It's 5-1, Pirates. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Handley. The throw from Hartnett and he is safe. Handley steals second. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras is 0 for 1 in the game. Barras hits a line drive into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lieber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lillard takes first base on ball 4. Lieber moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Herman hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tobin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Rizzo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Rizzo reaches second base with a double. Wehner moves to third. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn is walked intentionally. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Suhr hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gleason hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brubaker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras is 0-for-2 in the game. Barras hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tobin hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lieber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Bartel reaches second base with a double. Gene Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Lillard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wehner hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rizzo takes first base on ball 4. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rizzo moves to second. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wehner who is chasing the ball. Hack reaches third base with a triple. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Pirates. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Suhr hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brubaker strikes out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Handley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gleason hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lieber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lieber moves to second. Joe Marti pinch hits for Gene Lillard. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Kirby Higbee now pitching. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras is 0-for-3 in the game. Barras hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.